You cannot serve both God and mammon. We have probably heard these words from this gospel on a number of occasions and have thought about that service that we owe to God, and ultimately to live out those two great commandments, to love God with our whole heart, mind, body, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, and to let that be the whole be-all, end-all, if you will, of our lives. And hopefully we expend a great deal of energy in our lives, maybe not specifically praying per se, but through our prayer and through the way that we dedicate our lives, through our service to our neighbor, we're trying to live out those two great commandments. But we know in reality, too, because of our brokenness, there are times when we serve mammon. We serve, in particular, mammon, and a good definition of mammon is riches, monetary wealth, and that's what today's gospel is about today, is this contrast, this steward, this dishonest steward who is really fleecing some of his master's servants, that emphasis on monetary riches. Now, that's technically what the gospel's talking about. I'm going to be a little bit bold today, and I'm going to tweak the definition for the purposes of our homily. I want to alter the definition of mammon, and I think you'll see what I'm doing as I go along, because I want you to think about things that you value. And maybe it's not just riches. It's not just money. It's not just wealth. It's not just property. Your reputation. Your reputation. What people think of you. Now, we all have a right to a good reputation. It is a violation of the eighth commandment to bear false witness against one's neighbor. So, you want to have a healthy self-love, if you will. Good pride. Pride in a job well done. That's okay. I mean, because if you love God above all things and you love your neighbor as yourself, you want to get to heaven, you want to get yourself to heaven, you want to take as many people with you, that's a good, healthy emphasis on self but neighbor as well because you love God. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the sinful pride. Sinful pride. And we'll call it sinful mammon for the purposes of my homily. Our worrying about what people think of us to the point that it affects the way that we live, the way that we treat people, the way that we work, the way that we even conduct business. Because we don't want people to think, oh, well, I don't want to be a prude. I don't want to be seen as a holy roller. I don't want to be seen as, oh, so self-righteous. And little by little by little, we might even surrender some of our principles, some of our values, that which in our Christian Catholic identity, we surrender these things because we care too much about what people think. And we are, or maybe we've got ourselves kind of built up in a kind of an ego, and we like very much our capacity to be efficient. And just really ultimately being very self-consumed and selfish, but in this ego, in this identity of what people think and wanting people to think well of me and letting that, and I'm going to tell a little story on a priest who I heard, he told it on himself, but he's of Germanic descent and he's very efficient. And he's on time. In fact, when he shows up to someplace, he's not just on time. He's there 15 minutes ahead of time because to be early is to be on time. And when he does a job, he doesn't just do it 100%. He does it 110%. So this guy's an overachiever. But that's good. It's good to be on top of things. But he took so much pride and so much of his identity and so much of what he thought about himself was wrapped up in that efficiency that he became a steamroller, and he was a really, really difficult person to live with because he had absolutely no patience for people who did not live up to that same standard that he held himself to. And he thought that he was in some way deficient if he didn't always, every time, hit that high standard. And he cared more about his image than he did about really connecting with those around him. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You cannot serve the image of yourself and the image that you want to project on people. What will people think of me if I'm not, you know, batting 1,000 all the time? I know another area, and I will say this, and I want to handle it very delicately, because this is something that is a touchy subject, but it is one. Please listen as I say this, because I've been a priest a few years, and I have heard and talked to a lot of people who have the sorrow of being involved with an abortion in some way. And for many of them, it is a great sorrow, and a woman or a couple who had gone ahead and had an abortion, and they were afraid of what people would think of them if it came out that they did this. If they went to confession, if the woman went to confession, oh, Father's going to recognize my voice. He's going to think ill of me. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Father doesn't recognize voices anyway. That's a funny thing about a priest in the confessional. There's something about this holy amnesia that just kind of sets in after confessions are over. And even when people come face to face, unless someone mentions something to me specifically, like, Father, you heard my confession. And I'm like, you'll have to refresh my memory, because I've heard a lot of confessions. So, but for those who might bring this sin to confession, and there's a real sorrow there, and they're afraid of what people will think, I think that's the devil really trying, in that case, of the case of someone involved with an abortion, he gets them isolated and gets them thinking about themselves so much, oh, people will think ill of me. That those individuals forget about the mercy of God. They forget just how big God is, that God is bigger than any one of our sins. No matter how awful it might be, or no matter how awful we might have it built up in our heads, that God cannot be outdone in generosity and mercy. And so, for example, with the initiative that starts on the 28th of September, the 40 Days for Life, and if you've never been involved with it, you can, through community outreach and through prayer and fasting, you can be involved in just prayers for life in general. It's a very, you can be as involved or you can be very involved or lightly involved if one wants to. I saw a poster in the back vestibule for the 40 Days for Life that begins on September 28th. To just pray in general to foster a culture of life, that people come to realize the great value of life on the natural plane, the beauty of life, the dignity of life, but then also the supernatural life that God gives to us. And that life on both planes is a great gift. Because our identity is in Christ. We are sons and daughters of God. And what people think of us, what we think of ourselves, has to be looked at through the prism of who Jesus is in our lives and who we are as Catholic Christians by our baptism. That has to be the prism. There's two directions in the spiritual life. There's forward and there's backward. And we're either going to grow forward, and maybe just little by little by little, but we're going to grow closer to Christ, or we're going to step farther and farther away from Him. And we might go to Mass for a time, but even eventually Mass attendance falls off, it tapers, and maybe we quit going altogether. And I mean, you're all here. I'm preaching to the choir here. The ones who aren't here are the ones I'm truly sorrowful for. Because I wonder what might be going on in their minds, in their hearts, that there isn't something there. And we want to pray for our brothers and sisters who are away. That we not be caustic, and I that we just show them Christ's love. Because we ourselves, we know where we have been in our lives. And to always be inviting, and when someone asks us a question, do you think I could come back to Mass? Do you think I could go to confession? We'll tell them, hey, it's the year of mercy, you know? And there's always time for confession. But especially in this year of mercy, to make sure that we are seeking that authentic mercy and seeking God's true love. That obviously comes to us in the sacrament of confession, and I know Father King is very, very faithful to that sacrament, and so to take advantage of that at some point. Because Father's not going to recognize your voice, he's not going to think ill of you in some way. And in today's gospel, let us consider about that mammon. Let us surrender to God on the altar today. People's opinion. And really, in the grand scheme, what does it really matter what people think of us if we find our identity in Jesus Christ? Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.